Craig, start the show.
Start the game already.
Exactly.
I missed that.
All right. How many more steps do we need to take to get this show started?
I'm ready whenever you are. Greetings, True Believers, and welcome to the 51st installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I am the Woolly One, also known as Craig, with me, as always, KS72, SneakyBeat15, better known as Ray and Ian of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Woo! special episode this week. We know it's a day late. It's not a dollar short, though, so you can enjoy a special interview with some folks from Demiurge coming up shortly. Huzzah.
Exciting. Stay tuned.
It's like the Love Boat. It's exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
I hope it's not like the Love Boat. That show really confused me. They really tried to sprinkle in way too much drama alongside their comedy, and I was like, what am I watching and why? I am out.
My wife has been recording old episodes of Fantasy Island, and we've watched some of them. Man, when I was a kid, that show was good.
Yeah,
now, that is one of the worst things I've ever seen on TV.
I can only imagine. And that's why you said I was like baffled that you're recording episodes plural. Like, not that baffled when you told me it was your wife, because that's kind of her jam and I get it. But like, yeah, once you've gotten over the nostalgic factor, or if you're just trying to be ironic, why would you watch more than one episode of Fantasy Island?
And I didn't realize that at one point, apparently when the show was getting stale, or maybe this was when, you know, anyway, they brought on his niece. Who was effectively, what's her name, your cruise director from Love Boat? It's like effectively the same character.
Oh.
Like, a generic dumb 70s blonde. She's wearing the same white suit as Mr. Rourke.
Oh, yeah, I remember
Vicky,
that.
I think her name is also Vicky.
No.
Like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know. Let's talk about this thing. All right, so we're covering August 10th through the 17th, although it will be a couple days after that by the time you hear this. Your Deadpool dailies. Wednesday was a yellow Thor. Thursday was a black Carol. Friday, Blue Tony. Saturday, Purple Danny. Sunday, Red Ragnarok. Monday, Purple Kamala. Tuesday, Blue Pietro. And next Wednesday is a Green Wanda. I felt the need to go with all first names this week. I'm feeling really in tune with all my heroes.
Apparently you are. I had to look back and make sure that that's what you said. And I was like, oh. And I didn't. The order of people just doesn't stick in my mind, so I was confused. I assumed Saturday is Iron Fist?
Yes, Danny Rand.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't know. Maybe there's more than one character named Dan.
I'm sure there could be. Not off the top of my head.
Right.
All right. For your 5-day four-star crash! Of the Titans. So on the 5th was Iceman. I managed to win that one really deceptively easily. How fare you?
Iceman was a breeze. You completely called that. As long as you had three blue, it was pretty easy. Well, and enough purple to constantly be generating the blue. Yeah. The whiteout, yeah, I did that a few times. It didn't do much, but,
right,
but it didn't matter because he was stunned. So
Right. And I think it wasn't it Jean? Didn't you fight Teen Jean in that fight?
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah.
Yes. Unfortunately, my Iceman does not have any blue, so I was unsuccessful. But I do have Iceman on my other account. I have him at 130. I totally smoked that fight.
Nice.
Just crushed him. Yeah, once you have the blue at 3, that's it. There's no turning back.
Yeah,
I didn't even need the purple somehow.
Mine is still level 70, my Iceman.
Yep.
I put no ISO into him, but I've got 5 blue.
That'll do it.
And I got lucky. My very first time I tried it, my starting board was just covered in blue.
Yeah.
So after like turn 2, she never got another turn.
Right.
It was like, yep, you're frozen. I'm matching blue, I'm matching blue, I'm matching blue, I'm matching blue. Okay. You're unfrozen? You're frozen. I'm matching blue, I'm matching.
If you can do that and resist the urge to make a critical
don't
match.
Throw punches. Yeah.
Yeah. You're good.
So yeah, mine went really easily. That got me a legendary token I'll be opening here later in hopes of getting the new thing Black Bolt that we'll be talking about here shortly.
Is he in the cover zone already?
He is. He is now in latest legends as of today. And Captain America, 5-star Cap, has been moved to Classic Legends.
Cool.
But not Iron Man.
Iron Man is still in Latest Legends.
Interesting. I was wondering how they were going to do that since they came out at the same time.
Yeah, they said that due to the fact that Iron Man whooped up on Captain America in both Civil War runs, Iron Man is staying in Latest Legends, and Cap gets relegated down to Classics.
Hmm.
Right.
On yesterday was Cyclops.
Indeed.
And man, did I get whooped. Whooped. I had no chance. Hopefully you fared better.
So from what I understand, you need to have Cyclops up at level 140 plus in order to survive one of the Hulkbuster punches. But I do not. I have him at 232, level like 94. Yeah. No.
I think I have him at... Go ahead.
I put a valiant effort in, but like eight times. But I don't think I got him below 10,000 hit points more than one time.
I agree. My effort was way less valiant, and he repulsor punched a hole right through my chest almost immediately.
Yep, that was my experience. Mine's at level 78, and I only have one dot in called shot, so I couldn't really do any damage. It just wasn't working out for me.
Yep. However, next coming up, filled with optimism.
This one should be a go. It is Red Hulk.
Right.
On the 15th.
Yes, we have all won the past several times he's been up, and I suspect we will do the same.
And I believe he is against...
Regular Hulk.
Regular Hulk, yep.
Yes, three-star Hulk. So you just deny red, wish away green, and...
Kill him
punch,
all at
punch,
once.
Punch. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Load up your max AP of, and just take him to town.
Sure. So filled with optimism for that fight.
Yeah, just kill him all at once. You don't have to worry about anger.
Oh, right.
Sure. Or you can just steal all of his green, whichever.
Right.
Either way, your story events, the Hulk event should be wrapping up for everyone. I think the last slice ends today. And then next on the horizon is Unstable ISO 8, which appears to be featuring Peggy Carter. She is on the cover of the ISO 8 event. 22,500 will get you a Colossus. 36,000 for the CP. Top 10 folks are getting Falcon America. So, Ray, you could get another Falcon America cover.
Mm-hmm.
And 11 to 200 are Black Panther covers. In your PvP events, Starfall is running now. 800 gets you a Green Sentry, 1,000 for the Yellow She-Thor, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is an Eddie Brock, and 2 through 100 are patch covers. So that's following up by everybody's crazy about a sharp-dressed man. 800 gets you a Green Patch, 1,000 for the Black Venom, 1,300 for the CP. Top spot is a Rhodey. And 2 through 100 are Deadpool covers. So that's what's going on. So right now, let's cut over to our friends over at Demiurge and talk about what's going on with Black Bolt and some other things we could throw at them. Cut away. Fade to black.
Fade to Black Bolt?
Yeah. Oh. I saw what you did there. All right, everyone. Time for our special interview now with our friends over at Demiurge. We got with us this week Patch Rodriguez, who's a character designer and event master. That sounds really exciting. I want to be the event master. and the full-time character artist on Marvel Puzzle Quest, Reiko Murakami. And I think hanging out with them is Anthony as well.
Hey.
Hello.
So the big info this week is Black Bolt has now appeared as of late this afternoon? I think the...
An hour ago?
Yeah, the splash screen hit the game. So this is a character that both of you have worked on, right?
Yes.
Yep.
The fans have been clamoring for a Black Bolt for a while now. Why now? Why today?
So I remember, it must have been like 4 or so months ago, we were coming up with the characters we're going to be working on next. And Mr. Black Bolt came up and everyone was like, no one wants Black Bolt. No one wants to work on Black Bolt. And Patch was there, raised his hand, like, I want to make Black Bolt.
No one wanted Mr. Boltagon, and I figured, I love the Inhumans. I will take it up. I will make him the best character that I can.
And you convinced him to make him a 5-star. They wanted to make him just a 4-star.
He wasn't gonna, and I said, he is a king.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give him the respect he deserves.
So that was your decision to go with the 5-star?
It was my suggestion.
Well, sure. Good job, because that definitely Black Bolt is a character that, if there's going to be a 5-star list, he should be on it. I agree.
Absolutely. He's a member of the Marvel Illuminati. That's only fair.
I always forget the rest. So it's Iron Man, Doctor Strange, and Mr. Fantastic, and somebody else. I'm missing somebody.
Professor X and Black Bolt. Yeah. And Namor.
Namor. Yeah, you need some Namor. Bring that on. Marvel's first mutant, baby.
One at a time, please. I need to know more about
So what spurred the power choices? So you got the whisper power, which then turns into the scream, and the whisper is kind of reminiscent of the old Ragnarok power that would destroy the center columns and then do some damage.
I did a bunch of research on Black Bolt, and one of the I wanted to see what his actual powers were. And a lot of his powers, you know, come from his voice, and I wanted that to be, you know, his like strongest power.
Right.
Because he is, like, as a 5-star, I figured he needs to have like a really powerful, like, let loose all of his electron channeling through his voice. So that's where the green power came from. I wanted to like do something really destructive, so that's where the destroy the board came from.
Yeah, right. Like, and then you said, Craig, you said that turns into a scream. I didn't see that anywhere. Is that
destroying the columns becomes destroying the board if you have at least X number of a certain AP?
You have to have 5 of every color and 10
green.
There
you go.
Yeah, if you have 10 green AP, he destroys the middle two rows. He lets out a little whisper and that like destroys like everything in front of him.
Right.
But if you have 5 AP in all the other colors, he'll really let loose and destroy the whole board. And it drains all of the colored AP, a whole bunch of it. His regular damage turns into AoE damage that affects the whole team.
Oh, and it turns into AoE damage too. Oh.
Yeah. And we did a cool little thing where if you, once you reach the AP threshold to do the scream, the ability name actually switches to Quasisonic Scream.
Oh, okay.
Man, I really want to be singing Whisper to a Scream right now.
Don't.
I'll do that later.
You know, the working title for this ability actually was Careless Whisper.
Nice.
So his second power, the black power, the energy channeling, is that, what does that associate with?
Yeah, that's like the antenna on his head, which he uses to basically channel the energy around him. Like, Black Bolt's inhuman power is actually the ability to manipulate, like, the electron particles in the air around him. And his power is connected to the speech center of his brain, which is why he, like, destroys everything whenever he talks. But he has the antenna on his head, which is used to focus all that energy. And so with that, I kind of had the idea of him using it to draw out the energy around him, which turns into charge tiles.
Right.
Which he makes every turn and then lets loose in some damage there's a lot of ambient energy around.
Yeah. And then we go to the final power, and this one introduces another brand new mechanic into the game. The power is the Silent King, and for 8 yellow, it makes a motivation tile. So it shows up, it's like Silver Surfer's black hole tile, so you can't get rid of it. And while it's on the board, it increases the target's power levels, right? So at max level, it increases all of your allies' powers, so everybody's got a 5-5-5 going on.
Yeah. With this one, I wanted to kind of show that Black Bolt as a king, you know, everyone totally respects him and fears him. And he has the ability to, you know, kind of like bring out the best of everyone or give them motivation just with his kingly nature. So we had the idea of like, what are really cool things he could do to help his allies? And one of them was, what if he increases their cover levels for a few turns? And so that's how the motivation tile came to be. And, sure how exactly that would end up playing out. You know, when you play with the power and you see, like, if you bring in someone who doesn't have any, like, who you maybe just want in an event and have one cover of them, and you use the ability to, you know, give them powers that they didn't have before, is really exciting.
Yeah, that is a very interesting game mechanic. I mean, it's completely something that I never would have thought of, I don't think.
Might make my one cover Old Man Logan a lot more useful.
Right.
Because I don't have yellow, so that would suddenly give him 5 yellow for a little while.
Well, no, it's a +2, isn't it? Is it a +2 to all their power levels? Is that how it is?
At level 5, it's +2.
Right. Yeah.
All right, well, 2 levels of yellow. Right now he's got 0 levels of
right.
yellow.
You'd like to have 1.
I would. But that's a cool new mechanic, and I'm interested to see how that plays out. I'm looking through on the Marvel.com. They have the piecing together article that you did, and I'm flipping through some of the screenshots below. So, Reiko, how was it to design these animations? Like, where did all the thought behind those come from?
The animations are actually made by a different person. All I did was the drawings, the paintings itself. The way we work is, so in the beginning, I talked to Patch, just like decide which poses should be looking like, you know, like what or which costumes and stuff. And then after that, I make some sketches, and it's all like, you know, processed step by step. Yeah, effects animations are done by other artists, actually.
Sure.
Not to sell her short, like, the animations are almost exclusively the art. We just add little doodads and flashiness to make it look even better.
Right. I like the fact that in that screenshot, the team consists of Cho, Howard the Duck, and Black Bolt. It seems like an interesting threesome to throw together.
Sure. There aren't a lot of, you know, Howard the Duck covers floating around out there, so this is a great chance to use him at a boost, an elevated level.
So exactly. when you fire that power off, do you pick which ally you're going to boost?
If the power only targets one ally, you get to pick them just like with Colossus's fastball special.
Okay.
Once you have a level 4 and it targets all the allies, it just automatically, the tile automatically appears, and then both your allies end up getting more covers.
So on the artwork, are you, I'm curious how this all works. So do you go back and research the character in the comics? Are you pulling some of the artwork straight from the comics? Like, does Marvel send you stuff, or are you, you know, is it all from scratch?
So I definitely read comics, especially the ones that I've never seen.
Mm-hmm.
For Black Bolt, Patch actually let me borrow his comic, a copy of Inhumans. So I spent whole weekend just reading through everything.
Sure.
Yeah, it was really fun. And we do have some reference, actually not from Marvel, like we...
Kind of, sort of.
Anthony does all the reference stuff for me.
Okay.
Right, so when we decide to do a character, I'll ask them what version of the character we want to do, and I'll find the comics that relates to, and I will just go through the entire comic, cutting little pictures out of it, not from a real comic, but from the digital. I'll take a screenshot and make a cut out of that. And then there's a big folder, and the artist can use that whenever they want to look at different parts, whether it's like small detail of the character or like different poses and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Using reference is a huge part of this task. Throughout the process, I just like look back and, you know, sometimes I do additional research on the costume, just like trying to figure out if I'm getting it right. And we do get feedback from Marvel. So sometimes I get it wrong and they will point out.
When you're going to do some art, how much do you work with Patch or whoever's designing the character to figure out how exactly you want it to look?
Yeah, I would have to imagine that has to be an effort between between the designer and the artist, at least somewhat.
Yeah, how can I put this? We have a brief meeting, character art kickoff, and just like usually game designer and art director and I, we like pretty much three of us talk about the general look of the character. And most of the time by then, the game designers actually know which version of the costumes we use or the general, like, ability, what do you call it? You know, what the abilities are and the attitude of the characters and everything. So I myself pretty much relying on game designers' decision, the general look of the character. And sometimes there's some like a little details that it's not in the comic, or sometimes the details are not consistent in the comic that I have to decide which one to go. But pretty much everything eventually goes to Marvel, and whatever they approve, we get it. So
yeah, Reiko and I and the art director will have a meeting, and I'll come in with the character spec and say, you know, these are the three abilities that I'm thinking. Here's some ref art for how he generally looks in comics, and this is the this is the version and the costume that we want to go with, and then go through each of the abilities and try and think of like, what are some poses that we could use, or what do we think the effects will look like? And then Reiko goes from there. So I know that like for the Silent King, the pose where he's like floating with his arms stretched out is something that we saw like in a lot of different Black Bolt comics. So we thought that was like an iconic kind of image and pose that we would like to have.
Right.
Then for something like the costume, like the small details, we went with the, 1998 Inhumans for Black Bolt's costume. But one of the things that I really don't like about that run, in terms of the art, is that they draw his suit like so skin tight that you can, it looks like the suit is going around and inside his ear.
We did talk about it.
And it looks so strange. So I was like, Reiko, please make it so, so the latex doesn't completely surround his ear.
Yeah, so I think I did some research about, you know, superhero suits, like helmets in, you know, movies and, or like the even the later version of Black Bolt, just like how other artists you know, came to the conclusion to make it look more, you know, not too skin tight.
Right.
So it's not really like a complete copy of the original reference. It's just like we kind of have to invent some stuff.
Maybe he's one of those weird latex fetish people who likes to get, you know, sucked into a bag and it's just really tight and sucks right into his ears. I don't know. It gets lonely on the moon.
I've done a reference search, like a rubber suit or something for someone else. I think it was actually Wasp. Yeah, because she's pretty much wearing a skin tight suit underneath. But I recommend not doing that at work. A lot of weird stuff comes up. So, yeah, just telling you.
No, seriously, I was doing research.
Yeah, I actually do that. Have that kind of situation a lot. Other stuff that I do is getting some like anatomy reference for, you know, muscular bodies and stuff. So sometimes I have this like huge screen of naked people posing. And this is for fine art, like figure drawing. It's a serious, you know, art stuff. But for non-artists, like sometimes people give me this look like, what's going on in your screen? What are you doing?
So you've been doing all the art since Kate, right?
Actually from War Machine. I think War Machine was my first one.
Which character did you like doing the best? What was your favorite art piece you put into the game?
That's a really tough question. Because I get to know, you know, Marvel characters as I do this, and I kind of fell in love with everybody. But yeah, I think I have to say that Black Agar is definitely one of my favorite.
Mr. Baldagon.
Details keep getting better and better.
Is that just because of his name, or
everything? His personal—he's a king. He's inhuman king, first of all, and then you know he's got this really cool wife, Medusa. He doesn't speak. That's another thing. Like the fact that they have a whole series featuring this character who doesn't speak at all. Like an inhuman comic that Patch let me borrow, he actually didn't speak the entire time, and I was waiting for this moment and it didn't happen.
I think he uses his power at the end and only a very little bit. He doesn't say a word, he just kind of opens his mouth and then there's a little instruction.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and he's got this like really cool looking antenna too.
And his dog.
Yeah, sweet dog.
With an antenna. Just like, yeah.
Lockjaw. So as far as the creation of these characters, you did Moon Knight, right?
Right.
And I'm guessing Hulk and the Wasp?
Yep.
So I haven't got a chance to really see the Hulk much because, you know, I haven't looked into any of his covers, but I've got a few Moon Knight covers and Ian probably can join in with this. I grew up, Moon Knight was one of the first comics that I really got into, and I just love the way that Moon Knight looks. I think you captured him very well. So kudos. I really, really enjoy that character.
But actually, the credit goes to the character designer too. He's the one who decided which version of Moon Knight to go for, and he gave me a lot of, detail corrections and suggestions. Like Moon Knight was also new to me that I have to do tons of research about it. So I'm not completely responsible for everything. It's really teamwork. Sure. So the game, you know, the character art is basically a collaboration of game designer's perspective and art director making sure that everything looks shippable and everything. So yeah, just don't get me wrong. Thank you. It's my credit. So
sure. So I'm assuming that the Moon Knight that you did was the more recent comic release?
I think it's the second most recent because the new one has him in like a straitjacket, if I remember correctly.
He's crazy.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's pretty psychotic.
Oh, right. Yeah, they started doing another one.
There's a new one.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, that's like a 2016 series. I think it was the one right before that one that we did.
Right.
Well, and Patch, on the flip side, which character have you most enjoyed bringing into the game?
I think, likewise, as I learn about all these characters, I kind of enjoy them in their own way. I think I have a soft spot for Punisher Max, who was my first character, and I read that whole series, that whole run, and really enjoyed him. And so, like, I had a lot of fun trying to bring his powers, specifically that version of Punisher, into the game. I had a lot of fun doing that. But then also coming up on Black Agar Boltagon, I really loved his stories as well, and thought I did some really interesting and cool things. Had a lot of fun making Black Bolt in our game too.
He's got the best real name ever.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that that was actually for real. I was joking when he came to my desk and said, this guy's real name is Black Boltagon, by the way. And I was like, oh.
Black Bolt for short.
I guess, yeah, it was fortuitous for him when he got exposed to the mist that he had a name he could keep kind of rolling with.
I think there's an inside joke in the office that whenever we want to name something, we name it Blankagar Blankagon.
Just don't let the internet vote, because then, you know, then it's always, you know, something, you know, McSomething face.
Yeah.
So it'd be Blackagar McBlackaface or something. I don't know.
I think,
I can't even deal with it. Bodie McBoatface won that, you know.
Craig, pull up. Thing. You're spiraling out of control.
Yeah, that's what I do.
We name all of our internal releases. And so when we were making Black Bolt originally in R105, we decided to name R105 Wanagaro Fivagon.
So that opens the door for a question that I had. The next, you know, at least one more release has already been, you know, kind of put out there into the world. But when that isn't happening, someone always comes up with a clever little one or two word clue to go along with the patch notes to give you an idea of who's coming up. Who gets to do that? And, how do you come up with that?
It's not us, unfortunately.
Really?
Yeah.
It's probably Hi-Fi, right?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, I didn't know.
It could be Cthulhu or Lakestone. One of them.
Okay, solved. That's okay.
But now everyone needs a new choice. Because for the past year, every clue, someone on the forums would guess, oh, it's got to be Black Bolt. So,
and now we just didn't even get a clue.
And there was no clue. It was Black Bolt. So we're like, oh, we didn't even get a clue.
There goes that running joke.
So now every time, well, it doesn't matter. I always guess Dazzler anyway. So it doesn't
So Patch, I hear you're the event master.
Yes.
Tell me more. That sounds like an unofficial title of great power.
I mean, there is a lot of power, but
is there
it's
also
not really
a great responsibility?
Yeah, it's not really that interesting. All it means is that I am in charge of building all of the events and making sure that they have all the correct rewards and that they all run on time and that the whole event schedule goes smoothly.
Oh, okay. So all of them, you made it sound light, but it sounds pretty heavy to me for some reason.
Well, now we have one more person helping me with PvP events, but all of the PvE events and the Deadpool dailies are me filling out spreadsheets and making sure they all run on time.
Okay, now, with the exception of the 4-star ones, which seem to work their way into the rotation when a new 4-star is released, is there some sort of, like, with your spreadsheets, kind of like with the Deadpool Daily, that has a set order. I mean, not exactly what, I mean, I have no way of knowing what villains I'm going to run up against in what order, but you know what cover you're getting when. Is PvP similar to that in any way? Is there a, or do you just decide on a whim, I haven't run this one in a while, I'm going to throw it in there?
It's kind of a mix. Actually, mostly the rewards do have a pattern. The 4-stars usually go in alphabetical order. And when we add in a 4-star event, the 4-star just, you know, finds its way into that rotation. The featured 3-stars are mostly just like who hasn't been run in a while. They kind of go through their own little rotation.
Now, when occasionally a character gets reworked, how much debate goes around the office before something like that happens?
So you're talking about like when we did Vision.
Yeah, right. Got rebuilt, Vision, Century, Iron Ragnarok, Man 40, sort of yeah, Century, Ragnarok.
I am 40 especially.
So I think the people who did that are not on this podcast right now. But yeah, it's a which characters are used the least, and a designer is assigned a character, and they come up with a new ability set or just tweaking the numbers to make it work. And then it gets passed around the office. We all do comments on it, and then it gets implemented, and we test it, and then it gets released on a somewhat regular schedule.
If you want to pass back around the office, when Vision was broken there for a while, he was awesome. Man, when you got heavy density going, it was a wrecking machine.
I argue he's still good.
He is. I still use him with IM40 all the time. But boy, the two of them together with Kamala Khan were just an uncontrollable wrecking ball there for a few weeks.
Yeah, like everyone had like 700 or 800 match damage when he had this.
Right.
But, yeah. It was good stuff. So I would see that less of a character balance and more of a bug.
Oh, yeah, that was, but I enjoyed it quite a bit. will it cost me a case of Sam Adams or something to ship up there to get Dazzler in this game? Or what can I do to make this happen?
Perhaps you don't remember, but she was an X-Men. This may be problematic.
But she's not now. Now she's in her own comic. She's current in Marvel. They've got She-Hulk. They've got Captain Marvel.
Sure.
Right, the game says squirrel, squirrel, squirrels. How much more do you need? You're so greedy.
That is true.
You're so greedy.
No, but they gave Ray his patch from heaven today, and you guys got your croissant thrower. So,
First of all, no pooing on Moon Knight. And what patch happened today? Someone tell me more.
You can now sell all your covers by star level.
Oh, Ray.
That is something I've been wanting
for
a while.
That is your lazy dream come true.
It is.
So all I want is some Dazzler, man.
So if you take that case of Sam Adams and send it to Marvel, that's a nice little note there. You might have a little more traction.
All right. Tell me who I got to bribe. We can make this happen. Ray, Ian, you got anything else you want to pick their brain for before we let them go back to their night of enjoying games?
Are you guys the side of the game that deals with sandboxing cheaters?
Not really.
Okay.
The publisher side gets the requests that are the people will submit a ticket saying, like, is this person a cheater? And they kind of look it up and see, hey, yes, this person is cheating. And then they sandbox them.
Right. Okay. We had a question from one of our alliance members about how often that sort of thing happens, how often you have to take care of that, and wasn't sure if that was something that you guys actually dealt with.
It's a mixture of, we have an algorithm that goes through, and if you've done stuff that's very suspicious, you get flagged, and it's a mixture of that and being reported.
Right, okay.
Now, I'm sure that's probably more work than it's worth, but have you ever felt that you just wanted to put some character info on the servers so that the people who like to screen scrape, or not screen scrape, but, data mine the servers to try and do spoilers, just make completely ridiculous things in there. Like, I would do that in my spare time if I were you guys, just to see your backdrop. Like, I would have, a five-star mole man, just crazy, crazy characters.
I think we'd be lying if we said we didn't think about that on a constant basis.
Because, man, that just sounds like fun just to watch the forums go bananas.
Yes. It's a special little pastime.
Are you guys attending, or will Demiurge have a presence at Boston Comic Con?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
It'd be great if they said that we were, but...
You should tell our wives that that's a required road trip.
I don't know if even D3 has announced that they're going to that one or not.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything... Like I said, I was really, we really should have planned more ahead and thought about going to Gen Con, but.
Yeah, maybe. It sounded like Gen Con was a good deal for the guys who were out there. We had a couple guys in our alliance who got some of the prizes that sounded pretty awesome.
This is probably a bad question for me, but dude, what were the prizes? I don't know what they were.
Oh, it was a five-star choice.
Your choice of either five-star cover of your choice or the $99 hero points or the $99 ISO.
Yeah, I should have won.
Yeah, 20,000 hero points. That was pretty good.
That is a lot of hero points.
And somebody won. One of our people won twice.
Yeah.
So he took the hero points and a yellow old man Logan.
Wow. Good for him. Where's Gen Con? How do we go?
Indianapolis.
It sounds like a drive.
Yeah, it's a long drive from here.
That's a lot closer than it is from here.
Sure.
So I think we got plenty. If we go a whole lot longer, we're going to have like a 2-hour podcast. So
yeah. All right. I think if there's nothing else, we don't want to keep you guys all night. You go enjoy your games. And thank you so much for coming on. We always appreciate anybody we can talk to.
Well, thanks for having us.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. And thanks for all the work you guys put into it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
All right. Good night.
Bye guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Fade back to color. Hey, we want to thank everybody over at Demiurge for spending some time with us. We always appreciate when they can join us and some great info. So let's talk more about the specifics of Black Bolt.
Yes.
So his three powers as we kicked around.
Here he's a 5-star.
He is. When you're the king of the Inhumans and the ruler of the moon, you get stuck.
He absolutely deserves to be. In my mind, they just dropped 5-star Hulk, so I wasn't expecting another 5-star so soon. But I could be wrong. My dates and times are worth nothing. I barely know what today is. So it could have been months ago that they put Hulk in the game.
His green power starts out as quasi-sonic whisper and then becomes a whisper to a scream. It's one of these powers that changes. So for 10 green, if you destroys the two middle rows much like the old Ragnarok, dealing at base level 1,444 damage. However, if you have at least 5 AP in all colors, the Whisper becomes a Scream, draining all friendly colored AP, so that's all of it. However, destroys the entire board and becomes an AoE attack, doing 3,223 damage to the enemy team. Destroyed tiles do no damage and do not generate AP, but it will wipe the board clean. So that would be good, maybe like Ultron.
Yeah,
something like that. You know, wipe the board.
And sure. That damage doesn't sound that impressive. But wait!
But wait, there's more. So this scales up as you go. At level 5, it is doing 3577 damage to the target if it's a Whisper, or the Scream does 6813 to the enemy team. However, as he becomes champion that maxes up, it gets crazy. At max level, he's doing 14,371 to one target with a Whisper. His Scream is doing 27,382 to the entire enemy team all at once.
That's a
big bang.
Yeah. That's what Black Bolt should be doing.
Right. You threaten his whole, you know what's going on, he's gonna shout at you. And you don't want that. That's bad. His Black Power is a passive that's energy channeling. Every turn creates one charge tile in the color that is most present on the board. If there are at least 4 charge tiles on the board, deals 789 damage to the target and 218 damage to Black Bolt instead of making a charge target. At level 2, it's 941 and 164. At level 3, it makes two charge tiles ago. At level 4, it's 1,069 damage and 109 to Black Bolt. At level 5, it's 1,322 to the target and no damage to Black Bolt. And all the way up to max level, it is 5,132 damage to the target with no damage to Black Bolt. And that's going to be every turn, right, as long as you can keep 4 or more charge tiles on the board.
That's fantastic. So if he's hanging out with someone like...
Oh, the Goddess of Thunder?
Jane Foster, Thor, or
Ragnarok. Yeah. So that could get real quick. You know, an extra 5,000 to go is...
outrageous.
Significant.
Yeah, absolutely.
His yellow power introduces a brand new mechanic, as we discussed. The Silent King for 8 yellow. If one does not exist, he converts a random basic tile into a 3-turn motivation tile, targeting one other ally, increasing all their powers by 1 level, maxing up to 5 covers. At level 2, it lasts for 4 turns. At level 6, it lasts for... or level 3, it lasts for 6 turns. At level 4, it targets all your allies. And at level 5, increases all powers by 2 levels to a max of 5. At level 5, when you get that off, your other 2 allies will be, if you've got them fully covered, will be running 5-5-5 for 6 turns. And that is a tile that you cannot match away or get rid of unless maybe you blow up the whole board. But it's like the black hole tile Silver Surfer. You can't get
right.
rid of it.
So. I mean, I've never tried to blow up the whole board with that on it. I've never done a level 5 like Iron Hammer or anything like that, so I wouldn't know. But I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, it's a very cool new mechanic. It's interesting how that's going to play out for, you know, the powers that you had to make a choice when you're teaming people up. You know, like, I want to use this one, you know, that you can get those extra couple of covers in, you know, for a big chunk of the game there. 8 yellow is not that, you know, you can get that out fairly often.
No, that's a really solid power for 8 AP.
So we'll see how that goes. It's curious.
It does. It seems curious. I'll have to wait and see how it plays. Seems like it should be excellent, but I'm often wrong.
But I'm excited about Black Bolt. Hopefully, when we open up a token later, one will mysteriously fall into my lap. We'll see how that goes. Patch notes. Hey, patch 107 notes are out. And the big thing is that Ray owes someone. I don't know who Ray sold his soul to. I'm gonna go with Tikernabog. So if he sold his soul,
nice.
Yeah,
that's a reference no one will get.
So Ray was able to get the thing that he's dreamed about forever in the rewards cache. They've added a drop down menu allowing players to select covers based on star rating. Selecting star rating covers can be sold all at once by selecting the sell all button at the bottom of the screen.
Fantastic.
So now Ray can sell all the 1-star covers he wants all at once.
Well, not quite yet, but when 107 comes out.
Well, yes.
Soon.
When I heard about this and you told me about it when I logged on, I immediately launched the game and went to look at it and went, wow, that was dumb. It's not actually out yet.
Black Bolt's here and Spider-Woman's coming soon.
Yes.
Here's an interesting... Yes.
Nope, I misheard you, and then I panicked, and then I did not mishear you. Spider-Woman is coming out soon. I did go over her powers briefly. I don't have them in front of me, so I don't want to get too far into them. But her purple power is exceptionally confusing.
Hmm, interesting.
I've not even looked at any of them.
I think they dropped the same time that Cthulhu put out the Black Bolt ones.
Yes.
Player can choose to make their prey helplessly infatuated or mortally terrified. Create right. special tiles based on what's chosen. So I'm assuming you either get strength tiles or you know, like attack tiles or defense tiles or something. Yeah.
Right.
We might as well talk about this, I suppose.
Since
well, I'm just reading it in my head. So the black, she's a black purple red.
Right.
9 black. Place a 4-turn countdown tile on the board when active, Spider-Woman intercepts attacks resisting or reducing damage dealt. So she kind of jumps in front, like a la Thing or...
Kind of. It's like a...
Deadpool, I suppose.
Right. Well, yeah, it seems more like Elektra's black, except it affects the team instead of her. Mm. Like her sidestep.
Right. That could be cool. Yeah. The purple is the one I just read. That's 8 purple to make special tiles based on what you pick. And the red is 14 red. Spider-Woman unloads her bioelectricity, dealing damage to all other enemies and stunning one of them at random. It also has the subtext of special tile, so I'm assuming it must do something with web tiles.
Oh, sure. So that has potential. That sounds like a solid character.
Yeah, so we'll get more details on her. It does not reveal what star level she is. I'm assuming she's a 4-star.
She'll be a 4, almost guaranteed. Right. I mean, I have nothing to base that on except...
Except they're not making more 3 stars, and 2 back-to-back 5 stars hasn't been seen since Civil War.
Right.
All right, here's a query. Curious. My brain is not functional. Curious change. Roster slots have been increased that you can have up to 300, up from 200. Okay, I know there's a lot of whales who play this game. Do you really need 300 characters?
In case you want to get ahead of the curve.
Holy smokes.
I mean, I can see myself passing 100 at this point. I haven't yet, but 3?
Yeah, 300's insane.
I'm excited to find out that there's a cap. I didn't know that it was currently capped at 200.
Yeah, I didn't either, because it didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
Updated symbiote minion balance. So the symbiotes that everyone loves to face, their powers have either increased countdown times or do less damage in general. There will be more information coming about that shortly. Because, man, sometimes those symbiotes can really load up on you.
Yeah, I really like the symbiotes, but yeah, they are rough.
Here's an interesting one for getting rid of the game. Players can now disconnect their game from Facebook after removing Marvel Puzzle Quest from their Facebook account. A disconnect button has been added to the login failed prompt, allowing players to manually disconnect the game.
Not really sure what that gains you. How does that work?
I guess maybe so that if you quit playing the game, people stop sending you rewards.
Oh, yeah.
Like that gets it completely out of your Facebook.
Right. Interesting.
That's my only thought as to why you'd want to do that.
Yeah, I can't think of any reason why you'd want to stop playing Marvel Puzzle Quest. That's just silly.
Yeah, I agree. Vision has a patch. Vision's powers no longer wait until the next turn to update when countdown tiles he creates reaches 0. I've even been using Vision this week and I hadn't noticed that being a problem. So, I don't know. Bruce Banner's smartest guy in the room now displays a banner when activated by an enemy. Wasp's sting. It's hard for me to say.
A lot
no
of
longer
S's.
Triggers, huh?
I said it's yeah. a lot of S's.
Yeah. Don't have Cindy Brady do it. No longer triggers Teisatsu's turn to smoke power when Teisatsu isn't actually downed. That's sad if that was triggering when you hadn't killed him. It's annoying enough when you killed him.
Right.
And then team up sent from champion characters no longer always yield the level 2 version of the power. That's been a bug for a week or two. I don't know how much team ups you guys have been using, but
not much.
You've been getting the level 2 version of the power instead of whatever, you know, your character is that you send.
Huh.
So there you go. That's the 107 patches.
Cool.
I'm excited just for change number 1.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, Ray, what's in the mailbag?
So I narrowed it down quite a bit, but yeah, let's go through it. Who knows how to pronounce his name? Tom E. Cathon? Sure. He said that we got a little bit too excited about the change to the 4-star token odds. A 30% increase takes it from 6% to 8%. It's a small increase, and for any specific 4-star changing it, it actually changes it from 0.18% to 0.23%.
Okay, well then they can change mine, and they can leave yours on the old system, and we'll both be happy. It's 30% more. Why would you not want more?
Well, 30%, it was 6%, and 30% more does mean 8%. However, that's still a solid 2% increase and a reduction of 2 stars. So,
did you want to make it 1,000% more? I mean, come on.
Well, no, but Again, I think he wanted to be clear on the math.
Right.
Yeah, and make sure that anybody who didn't want to do the math can now understand that 30% of 6% is 2% and an 8% chance. Not suggesting that it's not better than a 6% chance, but let's not. Like, I was like, that's it. 3 stars are over. It's nothing but 4 stars, 5 stars, and 6 stars are right around the corner. The game is coming to an end. I may have been a little hasty in my proclamation.
you're still correct, and as soon as that 6-star Dazzler hits, the times we'll be having.
Oh, Dazzler.
What else you got, Ray?
So, I just wanted to follow up.
Oh, speaking of which, sorry, I get interrupted. The next time we go to one of these comic book events, and there's all those, like, thousands of, like, cheap comics, would someone remind me to dig through the boxes and find Dazzler comics?
Sure.
That's on you guys. I'm putting that on you.
Hey, first of all, summer's winding to an end.
Yeah.
I can't imagine we're going to make a lot of other cons. The only one other one that's on the radar does not include me, so that is all on Ray. You have to rely on our world 5-star producer for anything to happen.
Well, yeah, but that con doesn't have any comic books at it, so.
Well, then that's a waste of a con, and you guys should have picked something cooler.
Well.
And I am not going to remind you about Dazzler. You do that quite often enough on your own.
Yeah.
Next comment was from Stinkpalm. He said, dibs on the team-up special. He wants to come on for the team-up special. He says he will send Craig Bengals paraphernalia. Just give me an address. He wants to be involved in the... there was a suggestion that we do a special on what teams to use together. And he's excited. So
why is that a motivation for me? I hate the Bengals.
I'm sure that's why he...
Their pure existence is just, we're going to see how many Pittsburgh Steelers we can cripple every year. That's the only reason they exist. Bunch of filthy cheaters from Cincinnati.
How do you really feel?
Ugh, the Bengals. Good Lord, they might as well be from Cleveland.
He also said that it was 28 minutes into the podcast before he realized that the title of the podcast was a callback to Mallrats. Which it was. Was that an Ian one, or was it? No, that was a Craig one, wasn't it? Yeah.
No, that was Ian.
Oh, was it?
Ian brought it up
During
the show, and then I said, let's make that the title.
Right, okay. Nick1118 says that, in association with Craig, fedoras and mustaches? Man, Craig is reaching Galactus levels of hipsterism. While I understand where you're getting that from, I just have to credit. He said that if you start wearing suspenders and vaping out of a pipe, we might have a 616 Ultimate Earth level meltdown. However, this prompted me to put a comic on our homepage to show you why and how Craig is not a hipster. So,
wait, where's this at?
It's on the homepage. You're going to have to visit the homepage.
I went there today.
Well, there you go.
Oh, I didn't read the comic on the left.
There you go. Where's this comic? Was it the one you ignored? Yes! Where is it?
Yeah, that's more likely.
Yeah, see? Exactly. So there you go. You have to read the comic if you want to go to the webpage.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to order my wooden fedora before we go to California. It's on my list of things to do.
Benjirama said that they just started listening to the podcast a few weeks ago, then they don't know if this has come up before, but he asks if we remind people of the Horrible Bosses trio. So, I had to spend a little bit of time and find a YouTube video because I've never seen that movie.
Can I be Jason Bateman?
No, I'm Jason Bateman.
Oh, come on!
No, not a chance. You're at best Jason Sudeikis.
I was going to say, I'm definitely Charlie Day. I can't really fight that one.
I don't think you had a chance of winning, so yeah.
No.
And Leonard posted, my kingdom for a video of Craig and Ian playing Dance Dance Revolution.
It was not a pretty sight.
Unfortunately, they did this before I got there, so I was sleeping in, so sorry. I missed the opportunity.
Again, still not as tiring out as that pump the rail car
train
game.
Yeah, the rail car game was good.
It was a lot of fun, but man, that's... You could just have one of those at home and be that your 20-minute workout each day.
Sure.
Can you imagine,
I was exhausted
though,
after like 4.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though, how viral the video would have been of the two of you beating up on an 8-year-old playing Dance Dance Revolution?
And with some other dude. Uh-huh. There was an adult with him.
Yeah. Yeah, by beating up, you mean barely edging out.
Yeah. Well, I mean that we had, you know, Juggernaut on the screen, and he was like 15 feet tall because this thing was on like a projector, and he still barely won.
Next comment I have is from Sartut of the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. He says that something I wanted to bring up here. He has a good point for the order of characters. So when you pick your team and you place the characters, the order they fight from left to right is 2-1-3. We've discussed that before. So the person who's in center is going to go first. So it's not usually a big deal, but when you have an at the start of the game power, or at the start of the round power, it's very important. So the example is 5-star Banner and 5-star Goblin. If you're using those, he apparently uses both of these for his like low level fights. He just throws in a couple 5-stars to take him down.
Oh, well, I guess he's got too many 5-stars then.
So if Banner is after Goblin, his countdown is placed and you must wait a turn before Goblin protects it. But if Banner is before Goblin, he protects it immediately.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to have it so that Banner goes before Goblin. And yeah. I thought it was interesting. I thought it was worth mentioning.
Sure.
Good advice. That's a
good point. Yeah.
And congratulations to my brother for having so many 5-stars.
Nepotism.
Jeff Polier says, hey, happy 50th episode, Puzzle Warriors 3. And he's been meaning to ask, which one of us is Fandral, which is Hogan, and which is Volstagg?
Oh, isn't the picture still up there? I thought we were underneath the photos.
We are.
Oh. We are queued appropriately if you would like to check out our website and check out that picture. If you're not interested in doing such a thing, raise Volstagg, Craig's Hogan, and I'm Fandral.
And by the way, that is, we're not because of weight. I will accept Volstagg because of facial hair.
I would say that is also true, because goodness, I'm not the handsome one, or the outgoing one, or the smooth-talking one.
But there was no question as to who Hogan was.
Right? It was like, Craig is definitely Hogan, Ray has a sweet beard, Ian is leftover.
Ian, we have to dress up some years. You're going to have to bleach your mustache and beard blonde.
If I actually believed that you were going to dress up in full costume for something that we were going to, I would 100% do that. But let me tell you why you're lying. Because when we go to those things, what we have are 3 black t-shirts that say Marvel Puzzle Quest. Getting you to wear that is the most challenging part of the whole trip. And it's a t-shirt. So to think that you would ever agree to come in full Warriors 3 regalia, I say horse apples.
Yeah, and it's got that big fur-lined hat and stuff. It looks really hot.
Yeah, well, we can get you a summer version. Make sure it's breathable, fur-lined hat. I bleach my facial hair blonde. What do you want from me? But yeah, let me know. I've got makeup artists and stylists at the ready.
Wow.
Yeah, like, my salon is very helpful and very very quirky when it comes to those sorts of things. I've discussed this with them already.
Oh.
Finally,
is that like your suit guy? You've got a salon?
Kind of.
Yes, I have a salon. Go ahead, Ray.
Finally, Dark Nova said that it was very interesting to hear Ian's take on the possibility of 6-star characters. If you listen back to episode number 1, Ian predicted the arrival of 5-star characters after the introduction of the Daily Deadpool quest that increased the supply of 3-stars. That's some spooky voodoo power right there. He's saying that he hopes that the birthday episode 52 will have a segment looking back at past comments to see how they panned out, and you can call it the Could Craig Be Any More Wrong segment.
That's a really good idea. Maybe we'll have to make some time on Sunday.
Come back and listen to all these old shows.
If we look to see which ones and what they're about, well, come on, Sunday. We got time.
I'll also point out that Jeff Polier said that he has listened to every episode at least twice.
Wow.
So you could listen to, you know, one. And he,
oh my goodness.
He gave us a shout out. Thank you for doing the show. So,
yes. So previous semi-new commenter, Binjo Rama, they said they just discovered the show. Man, they didn't mention it in their comment, but based on their name, I sure hope they sat down and listened to all 50 episodes in one sitting.
Nice. And the last thing I wanted to mention was part of Dark Nova's post. He ended it with...
Puzzle Warriors and chill.
He ended his post with, "This posting was brought to you by Tom's Canoe Tires. Don't let drought conditions prevent you from enjoying the whitewater adventures. Just add Tom's Canoe Tires for some truly amphibious mobility. Tom's Canoe Tires, dealing with floating since 1982. And congratulations, you got the reference.
Yeah, absolutely. Now everybody is going to sponsor their own comments.
Let's squash that trend at the start.
And that is all I have from the mailbag.
Speaking of sponsorships...
Hey, it's time for the feature character of the week.
Oh, that was really off-putting.
Yeah.
Feature character of the week.
Hey, this week we're brought to you by Reenact Moostai. Have you ever wanted to live in the wild world of pig farming? Come on out to Reenact Moostai. It's like Farming Simulator, but live.
What an odd tagline, because I can see where you're going with that, but I don't know anybody who has pigs that moo.
No, it's the name of the guy who owns the sty.
Oh, see, I was thinking that this
you're reenacting Moo's sty.
Oh, okay. I was thinking this is a scenario where all your cattle have like sore red bumps around their eyes, but you're not having trouble describing it to your veterinarian, so you can have someone do a reenact Moose Thighs, and that's the service that they provide.
That's not where I was going, but amusing nonetheless.
All right,
tell me about the feature character, Ian.
Yeah, I was going to say this week is brought to you by none other than Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, the infamous Red Hulk. He is a red, green, purple character. He's got Seeing Red, which is a passive. If Red Hulk is damaged for 342 damage or more, he creates a one-turn red countdown tile, which destroys two random basic tiles and does not generate AP. As that goes up, 3, 4, 5, and 6. When he's maxed out, it takes 679 damage for something to happen. So there's that. Let's see. Now let's get on to his actual powers. His green power, Hammer and Anvil, it costs 9. It deals 335 damage to the enemy team. Unless Red Hulk has generated 18 or more green AP, then it drains all friendly green AP and deals 881 damage. As it goes up, it's just a straight damage increase, and it's 469/1233, 603/1568, 871/2291, and 1,407/3,700. And then hopefully these days you've got him dealing either 2,789 damage at max level or 7,333 damage when he has 18 or more green AP. And lastly, and certainly not leastly, good old Gamma Siphon! Gamma Siphon!
These are these braces!
So... his purple power is called Gamma Siphon. It costs 7 purple AP. Red Hulk drains the enemy team of all green AP and generates 1 green AP for himself or his own team. And then as we increase in level, man, this guy's the best. As we increase in levels, he generates 2, he generates 3, he generates 4, he generates 7 AP. Mm. So at level 5, he is stealing all your green AP and giving you 7 green AP. That is awesome.
All your green AP are belong to us.
Yeah. Wow. Talk about another situation of I drink your milkshake. That is awesome. So, I mean...
355, right? There's no question about this.
I would like to think so, but someone tell me more.
I have a question about this character. Since championing this character, I don't know, a month and a half, 2 months ago?
Yes.
Why have I still been playing him at 454?
Because you are a fool.
Holy crap. I mean, I just changed that just now while you were talking, because I'm looking at this going, what am I doing?
Yeah, I assume it's been, you know, a combination of being very busy at work, being a little careless, and a little too much scotch.
Yeah, that's likely.
Yeah, 355, I hope. If I'm misreading Seeing Red, or if there's a clever use for it that I'm not aware of, you know, right, I'm opening it up to the listeners.
As it goes up in level, you just get more tiles destroyed.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah, it's a very minor board shake.
Right.
It's just not good.
Yeah, Gamma Siphon is just excellent, and Hammer and Anvil is just devastating. So I would say 3-5-5, really no question. Thank you, Thunderbolt Ross. I think he's an excellent character. I'm hoping to one day get a few more Gamma Siphons, I believe, is what I need at this point, so that I can send him to the champion world. But absolutely. And thanks to Reenact Moves Styes for this week's featured character of the week, Thunderbolt. Wait, the Red Hulk.
They almost could have gone old school with him and just made him a two-power character. And I wouldn't have been upset about it, because the two powers he has are...
I would have, because two-power characters get cheated out of levels.
Levels. That's true. Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. Dying on the Vine time. This week brought to you by Conan the Librarian. Never before has there been a screen presence as commanding. Don't you know the Dewey Decimal System? Conan the Librarian.
That was worth it right there. That was worth the price of admission.
Great. I can do an impression. Really, really horrible impressions.
Nope. Excellent.
How's anybody the vine? Got anything on the vine?
I think not. I think I was able to champion. I did?
Sure.
No, I'm really here.
No, it's never mind.
Okay.
You know, Descartes walks into a bar. Bartender says, the usual? Descartes says, I think not. Disappears.
It's just bad.
Wow. I'm there with you, and I get it. And it's not even that it's not a funny joke, because it could be. I think that the placement and the timing were so poor that I'm left dizzy.
Anyway, move along.
Yeah, I championed Bullseye, and was able to get him to where I needed to be so that I had a latest legend token to open for the show. So
yay.
That's where that is. You guys vining it up?
So I have 3 days left on my yellow 4-star Sam Wilson. That is just going to be turning into ISO. I'm just going to wait for those days to expire first. I do still have a whole bunch of 2-stars. I'm trying to re-champion, and of course I'm getting the covers all out of order. So I've got like Storm covers, I've got Dakin covers, I've got a whole bunch of Wolverine covers, because I'm going to be selling him off soon. So I'm going to need those to restock. And then I'm trying to get enough ISO to get Elektra championed, because I got my 14th Elektra cover.
Right.
And then just to make things better.
Oh, you got the Elektra cover.
Yes.
So that means the Ken got sold, or Dakin got sold?
Oh, yeah. He got sold the moment I got that cover. And I might be needing to sell Wolverine, who is my last fully championed 2-star, in order to get enough ISO. But we'll see. I've still got 7 days left, so talk to me next week. And then to top it all off, I got a yellow Thing cover, which sounds good, except for the fact that I already have 5 yellows. And, like, 2-3 red and 2 green. So, there's another 1,000 ISO for me.
Yeah. I've got a purple Star-Lord and a green Cho dying in 12 hours.
You should sell those.
I'm gonna. And I had a, you know, the greatest for me vault openings this week. However, I did get both a latest Legends token out of the vault and 1,000 hero points.
Wow.
Wow.
So, with my 1,000 hero points, I recruited Bagman.
Okay.
Because I had 4 Bagman covers.
Right. You recruited Bagman because you have a wooden fedora and a mustache.
That's
Nick,
right.
Nick already pointed this out. So, go take a vape break and we'll be set. Then you can tell us.
That's the beauty of vaping. You don't got to go anywhere for a break. You can just do it right here.
Do it inside, because it's just water vapor. When I come over this weekend, you can tell me all about your Neil Diamond collection on vinyl.
Oh. Sweet Caroline. Oh, good times never seem so good. So good. So good.
I did not mean for that to happen. I'm sorry.
I've been inclined.
I like that Ian is the one apologizing.
To believe they never.
I opened the door without looking to see what was on the other side. that's what I get.
All right.
So that's what you got on tokens this week.
Yeah. What'd you guys get?
Despite what I was told, you said you had nothing to discuss.
Well, I didn't really count Bagman as a best reward of the week.
No, but a latest legend token and 1,000 ISO. That's excellent. All right.
I forgot about those already.
I was going to say, my Taco tokens were also low grade, mid grade, high grade, excellent, whatever you want to call it. One, I love the Taka tokens because if someone exists on multiple star tiers, you still get the same symbol that shows up. You don't know until the last second. So here I am opening a Taka token, and I was like, oh, fantastic. This is good enough. Thor is the only 2-star that I don't have at max level. I can totally use this. And then I was like, oh, 4-star Thor. Thanks very much. And I felt so good about that. I went into, I believe it was the hunt was still going on. And it was, only cost me 100 hero points to crack open one of those tokens. And I did. Bam! Got me a blue wasp.
Ooh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, I was really pumped that night. that's all it takes these days. Throw me a couple 4-star covers and my whole day is made. So that was my my best rewards of the week. I think I might have gotten something cool on the... Ray, did I get anything cool for my weekly reward, or is that coming up? That's coming up. I think today Ray and I got 25 hero or 25 and then another thing cover is coming down.
Yeah, there's a red thing cover coming.
Yeah, tomorrow is my 2-year, and I get a Silver Surfer. Ooh.
Yeah, there you go. You already have Silver Surfer?
I do. This will give me 2 levels of Black Hole.
Nice. There you go.
So
Ray,
this week,
I heard a ton of good stuff.
I did. Somehow I've been able to cash in a ton of CP. So first, early on, right after the last show, I was able to get enough CP to buy a Classic Legends and got a Kate Bishop, which is my first Kate Bishop, so now I have no hero points. But then right after that, I got an event reward, which got me a Daredevil. It's a 3-star, but that's good. Yeah, that put him at level 183, so that gave me an Electra cover. That's where my 14th Electra cover came from. So then, like, the next day, I think the Daily Deadpool was Cyclops, maybe? I don't know. But in any case, I got a 3-star Cyclops, and when I finished the Daily Deadpool, I opened up my taco, and I got a 4-star Cyclops.
Wow!
Dang.
Yeah. And then, right then, at the same moment, I'm cashing in tokens, and from a 1-star, I got a Blade. From a 2-star, I got a Kamala Khan. It was just, like, raining 3-stars for me that day. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then, since then, I've been able to cash in more CP, because I finished the Hulk event and got the 25 for that, and I think I got the 25 for the previous one. So, I've been turning in all the CP, and I got a Gwen, I got a red Carnage, and my second purple Green Goblin.
Man.
Wow. I didn't know you had one purple Green Goblin.
Yeah, I have. So now he is at, I don't know, 020 or whatever, but.
Yeah, that's 002, something like that. Good job.
Yeah.
Man, Ray is swimming in rewards this week.
Yeah, right. It was a really awesome week.
Don't worry. Your token today will offset all your winnings.
Blue Cho, here it comes.
I think I could even use that, so you're not going to spoil it.
You're going to get the ever rare 4-star Moonstone.
That would be amazing.
All right, so that's rewards of the week.
So to backtrack, Hacksaw Jeff Duggan, I need to know how your Dying on the Vine Ultra Dilemma shuffled out. So hit us up. Was that who that was?
Yes.
The one who had like
it was
the most complex Dying on the Vine that I've ever been exposed to.
I just checked on Discord. He is not logged on, or else I was going to.
Okay. Well, let him know that my curiosity remains, and I would like to have it sated. Let's go open a token, see how that goes. I'm going to go first, because I'm drawn in by this handsome picture of Black Bolt.
Yeah.
And this is the only, only time during the week that I get to open a legendary token, so I've been really looking forward
to it. Hold on.
Word.
Tokens of the week are brought to you by...
They are?
This guy.
Oh, I forgot about the best sponsor ever.
Shout out to our sponsor. This guy. You know what I think the worst part is that I'm doing the hand gestures of pointing my thumbs at myself every time I say this guy, even though no one else can see me.
Right? Can't help it. That's what happens when you say this guy.
That's true. So
it's
go just, ahead,
it's like a reflex because I said this guy and here's my thumb pointing at my chest. So this guy's going to open a latest Legends token. He's going to find himself with a brand new 4-star... Red Electra. There you go.
There you go. She's everywhere.
Yeah, she is.
She's electric. Boogie, boogie, boogie.
Nice. Am I going next?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. Latest Legends. Huh. Well, that's interesting. You don't see that too often. It's a bright purple 5-star.
Yes!
It is a smartest guy in the room, Black.
Nice.
Bruce Banner.
Wow. It's as though you just said, I never get to see the Hulk. I've never got the Hulk cover. And a Hulk cover mysteriously appears.
Of course, now he also has to figure up a roster slot.
Yeah, I really do. I've got 240 hero points, so I either need to earn 760 hero points or lose someone.
So are you guys stockpiling any CP, or are you just spending them as you get them?
I do nothing but stockpile CP. And I don't generate a lot, so you're not impressed by my number. But, like, I have... If I take the time to play today and get the 25 CP that I get for just turning on the computer, I will have 150.
Okay.
I am solidly... Ian's in column A, I'm in column B. I spend... The moment I get them, I spend it.
I've been 196 at the moment.
But again, I've dropped below 1,000 hero points, so I wouldn't risk opening it anyway.
Yeah, I only have 865 in hero points. So, all right, here we go. I'm going to click on Black Bolt's tuning fork. Boop.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
It's a 4-star.
Blue Chow.
Oh, it's a Black Moon Knight.
Ooh. A+. Again, why do you get so many Moon Knights? Because you deserve to get 0 Moon Knights.
That gets my Moon Knight to 301. So 4 Moon Knights for me. I really want to get Lunacy, though, before I play with him.
Right. Always better when you have all 3 powers.
Yeah, I just don't have... All right, I might as well sell off this Star-Lord and Cho while I'm here. 2,000 ISO for me. Gets me up to 173,000 ISO, so that's...
I got to apply my Electra. Unlike you guys, she is not a champion. My Electra is still in the poop house, as Greg likes to say.
Oh, 111.
She's something like it. She's like... I think I have her at 113, so...
Oh,
she's
well, then she's out. She's free.
A little bit, but she's not doing anything special at 113. Ah, well, that was a good token opening. Thanks, team.
Good times. Ian, tell me about the podcast network.
Oh, my goodness. We are part of the soon-to-be-named podcast network, available at soon-to-be-named-network.com and soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It's got a variety of excellent shows like the Fresher and Parlance show, Longbox Heroes and Longbox Heroes After Dark, Podvocacy, Profane Arguments, Prime Defective, Prodigal Sons, all available on the soon-to-be-named podcast network. We have links for all the shows on our homepage and more detailed descriptions of each. So please check us out, soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Hey, speaking of Prime Defective.
Word.
So they were talking about, like, you know, as we know, they started over at episode 1 of TNG and are going along. So they were telling me how awful Encounter at Farpoint was.
Hooba Jibba?
That's the first episode of Next Generation. Okay. Encounter at Farpoint. So I had the Amazon Prime on the other day. I pulled up TNG. I watched that episode. Man, it was way better 20 years ago. That episode sucks. Like, none of the characters, like, they haven't fleshed out any of the characters yet.
Right.
So, like, no one is in the roles that they are, you know, X many episodes in.
Right.
Like, Picard doesn't like anybody. You know, like, Riker and Troy are talking to each other telepathically, like, nonstop, like it's nobody's business. Like, I'm like, what is going on? Like, I don't even understand. I don't even remember this going on. Data's still got that annoying thing where even though he has every dictionary in the universe memorized, he still asks people what words mean, and that just drives me bananas.
Yeah, well, we've got to emphasize the fact that he's an android.
Yeah, but...
And he knows the definition, he just doesn't understand how they're applicable in certain situations.
Somebody be like, oh, we sailed a canoe up a river. He's like, oh, explain canoe. And they're like, like a boat? And they're like, oh, he means a boat, a ship, a vessel that goes on water. You're like, yeah, shut up! You wonder what a canoe is? Love a Pete! And yes, it had the first appearance of one Wesley Crusher. So there you go.
And if you'd anyway, like to hear more, you can listen to the Prime.
You should go listen to Prime Defective, and they will tell you all about Encounter at Farpoint Station. But that's all we got this week. I need to start making guest appearances on all the shows. That's all I'm saying. I want to thank everybody for joining us. A special shout out to our friends over at Demiurge and Anthony for pulling that together for us, because we love having developers and artists come on and talk about how the game we love to play comes together. So. Thank you much.
Yes.
You can go to our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, to apparently check out a cartoon about me. You can leave updates on the Discuss feature. You can listen to the podcast there. You can also get the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic, or whatever your podcast listening favorite thing may be. Leave us comments. You can check us out on the Marvel Puzzle Quest subreddit on Reddit as well, or on the D3 forums. Ray will post links to the shows in all these places, and you can comment there. Or you could get a hold of our Into the Puzzle Warriors Discord server. And, oh, speaking of Ian, hold on, Ian.
Holy smoses, what?
We got an update from Hacksaw Jeff Dugan.
No way!
Update on Divine issue.
That's crazy. I was just about to say how I don't use Discord and I don't understand its purpose. Yeah. Take that, me.
Just sold a 2-star Dokken to get Fury to level 270.
Yes.
Now he's down needing 12,500 to champion Fury. Then he will finish rebuilding 2-star Steve and 2-star Storm. He got his season 10 pack tonight with 3 usable 3-star covers. He got a Loki, a Mohawk, and a Gray Suit Black Widow.
Great.
So there you go. There's your Hacksaw. Hey!
Right. All right. Well, Jeff then, Dugan, consider my previous question, consider it answered.
I am proud Thanks to be an American.
Yeah. Hello. All right. Fun surprise.
Yeah. If you want to throw us a bone, you can click on our Amazon banner at the top of our webpage. You buy something on Amazon, you pay nothing more. We get some money back out of that to help us pay for expenses. Or you can become a patron, which the list is becoming a good size list, and we appreciate every single one of you. We're going to try to maybe have one of them on next week as well. So I think that's all we got this week, so goodbye for now. And remember, kids, to tune in this week for a special episode of Germany's Most Disturbing Home Videos. It makes me feel like a little girl. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Yeah, good night.
Goodbye, Craig's impressions. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye. Oh, my munchkin now.
Man in the box. Get back in the box.
'Kay, just don't be too offended if I dodge any questions that we probably are not comfortable with answering.
Oh, no, not at all. Share whatever you can, and if you can't, absolutely understand.
Okay, thank you.
And then go back to work tomorrow and keep working on desk.
The questions you have will directly influence whether or not we make Dazzler.
Oh, no! I'm in trouble.
It was Eddie Griffin did like one sketch on the Chappelle Show, the World Series of Dice. I forget what his character name was, but he rolled 77 sevens in a row, and he used all the money on a Jaguar for his mama and spent the rest on PCP.
He loves his mama.
Mama he loves
his PCP.
Come together like butt cheeks. What about the good old? He looks like an ordinary tramp. But flip him over.
Ons, ons, ons.
Oh, man, I love that bit.
You can make a comment about Germany's Most Disturbing Home Videos.
Sure. I'd be a real stretch. No one will get it, but
well, yeah, but
that's
we'll
good.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care.
I don't
about
care if anybody
people.
Gets my clues.
I like where you're going with that. It makes Thanks. The most sense.
Thanks.
All right.
It felt logical.
Got it in there. Okay. That's what she said.
It felt logical?
No, I got it in there.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. That really caught me off guard. I don't know what kind of sex you guys are having, but that is weird stuff.